Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
An RC Meditation for September 6th, 2020, the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Love for Lost Sheep. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Introductory Prayer. Lord Jesus, I come to you once again in prayer. Even though I cannot see you, my faith tells me that you are present. You are ready to listen and desire to speak with me. Your presence gives me hope, because you are the all-powerful God, the creator of heaven and earth. You are the source of all that is good in my life. Nothing happens to me without your knowing and permitting it. My hope leads me to love. I want to be one with you in mind and heart, identifying myself with your will and your standards. Petition. Lord, help me to grow in my love for the church and for souls. First reflection. Go to the one who sins against you. Today's text is part of a larger discussion that includes the preceding parable of the lost sheep. God wants us to love as he loves, even loving those whose sins may have directly harmed us in some way. This is hard. Sometimes we are not particularly forgiving and merciful towards those who sin. We can easily look down on them and imagine that we are much better than they, or we can become impatient that they are not like us. When someone sins against us, we have to look beyond our pain. Indeed, we have to embrace that pain in the redemptive way that Christ shows on the cross and in the Eucharist. We should not write that person off as lost, turn our back, or walk away. We should go to the one who sins against us and seek in love to bring him home to the Father's love. Second reflection. Reconcile them to the church. God's love for the fallen sinner should not only be evident in our lives, but should also live in our local churches. Is our parish open and inviting to sinners, or has it become the last refuge for the saved? Does our church go and seek that lost sinner, or do we expect the lost sheep to find its own way to us? God wants us to go to the lost sinner and seek to bring him home to the church. This means that we need to live as missionaries, as evangelists going out to the street corners and public squares, wherever the lost sinners may be. God loves them and wants to reach them through us. We are his hands and his feet. He wants to speak his words through our lips. How does God want me personally to become involved in this mission of the church in my local parish? Third reflection. I am in the midst of you. As we go out to fulfill Christ's mission toward lost sheep, he goes with us. We are not alone. He promised his disciples that he would be with them to the ends of the earth. This should give us confidence. Jesus is with us, and he is going to help transmit his love for some lost soul through us, through our words and gestures. He will give us the strength to carry on his work. There is also some benefit when we gather together with others in the church as well. Jesus is present in the church, where two or three are gathered in his name. we are with him to the degree we are united to the church. As we become committed and involved in our local parish, we are closer to Jesus. Conversation with Christ. Lord, move me to conquer my fears and complexes, my laziness and indifference, and to become engaged in the church's mission to save souls. Don't let me blindly walk by the ones you love, the ones you shed your blood to redeem. Don't let my heart harden against them, but help me to go to them with your love and forgiveness. Resolution. I will find a way to become engaged in the church's mission of evangelization.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.